This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That was a long last note, Donna. Donna Summer there.
I can still hear it ringing in my ears. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
I didn't expect it to quite... Just keep on going. Yep, and we're all right, the fun's kicking in now. We are joined by two fabulous musicians here in the studio, the lovely Brenda McLean and also
Hello.
Sarah Butler.
Hello.
Hey. How are we doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good. We just came down from Sydney. Sarah was driving, naturally, because I'm gay.
Not driving from
Not
Sydney.
Gay. Not driving from Sydney. I don't know how to drive.
I didn't know.
Or read.
He was telling me he had a car accident on the way to his driving test. So
yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I took off somebody's little side view mirror. They don't need that.
I'm a singer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can sing you a song as payment back for a mirror.
Yeah.
I got one of those new cars that has all the bells and whistles and alarms that tell you everything, which terrify me constantly.
Yeah.
But what I've discovered, it doesn't tell you when you're about to hit the side of a building with the side of your car. So it tells you if there's another car coming, but not a building.
Not a building.
So that wasn't helpful.
They just come out of nowhere.
Unfortunately, you have to keep your eyes open, Dean.
Now, we're about to dive into a bit of Eurovision conversation. We're going to take it all the way to Tel Aviv and talk to Michael Pohl from Joy, who's over there. Did you guys watch Kate's... she's like one of those... Kate Mulahaki is like one of those things that a car wash.
Angel
car
on a Christmas tree.
Yeah. I reckon
with the car wash. Yeah.
So have you watched the performance of her on the bendy pole?
With the universe behind her, yeah.
It's
amazing.
Yeah. It's great. So fantastic. And are you going to try to bring any of that to your performances tomorrow night at the Gasolina?
We've got one here now. We're literally attached to bendy poles. We're all swaying.
Will you be on a pole at some point? That's a whole other conversation.
That's a different gig.
But it's just amazing, and I'm kind of like, I love the song. I absolutely love the song, yeah. And I love the acoustic version of the song even more. And then to go, oh, and we're taking the performance to another level. Take that, Europe and Eurovision and all of you.
Yeah.
This is how Australia does it.
I'm just glad we're finally putting some money into our performance. Fortunately, Mowboy got no staging last year, none at all, in that awful dress. But Kate's been given
so
at least...
You're so harsh on Jessica.
Kate's been given at least four times the budget.
Well, I mean, I think there was actually a crowdfunding scenario that happened there because...
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the bendy pole.
Crowdfund the bendy pole.
No, it's the official name.
I can't even. It's like a night at trough. I'm completely lost for words.
Sweaty in the studio.
We haven't even gotten to the whole music conversation thing. Well, of course, we're going to be crossing the Tel Aviv in a second, but the reason why we've got you both here is because you're going to be singing for us live, Sarah.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting because tomorrow you're launching your new song.
Yes.
To the world, but you're also doing it at Brendan's gig.
Yes. Yeah, we thought we'd team up this time and do... So it's Brendan's album has just come out and The Boyfriends.
And The Boyfriends, oh.
And I had the absolute pleasure of producing that for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we worked together in that capacity and then when
was
those
it a
shows...
Nightmare?
No, it was great. I made sure it wasn't a nightmare. That's my job.
But it's very cool to come down and we bring the whole band with us as well and to have Sarah with me. Like, we just wanted to have fun and there's no more fun to do with your friends. Which
night.
Is why we're more than happy to help you cross to Tel Aviv.
All right, well, let's do it. Michael Pohl, are you there? Hello, Michael.
I think I'm here.
Oh my God, we're international.
We were happier about that than we should have been.
I'm just excited that it even worked, if I'm going to be honest. Now, Michael, we've been talking about Kate Mulahaki's bendy pole performance and we are beyond excited. What was it like for you watching, experiencing? How is it over there? Are they loving Kate?
Okay, so let's put it this way. That bendy pole is not cheap. And secondly, I'd love to see Brendan on it because I reckon he'd have given it a good hard go.
You'll have to check his OnlyFans.
Well, how can I possibly compete with someone named Michael Pohl?
Right.
You know, you clearly designed your own.
Hush.
Sorry, I had to go there.
Oh, look, it's all part of it. But it was amazing. She looked great on stage. There's two things though. The way she looked on stage as as someone in the venue and as someone watching on TV. Very different things. In both of them, you can see her pure joy of getting through this song without falling off at the end. But the way that she, she can sing whilst attached to this thing and swaying from side to side in the air is amazing. And funnily enough, it's not about core strength, apparently. It's about your bum and how well you can sit on that particular thing, apparently. Wow. So it's not about how good your abs are. It's more about your ass and your thighs.
Well, it sounds to me like you do a really good job of it then. Now, Katie Purvis from Miss Chatelaine did say she was wondering why Kate was holding a microphone in her hand and didn't have, like, a head mic just for safety. And I heard a rumour that you were going to try to find that out. Have you done any research or have you just gone to the pub?
It is about 10:15 in the morning. I spent my morning doing, you know, media as one does, then enjoying myself after a semi-final win, and then just kicking on with the Estonians. So I've got no idea what's going on, and I am going to find out what why she's a handheld mic. I have a funny feeling, though, there are no... well, everyone's got a handheld. There's no one who's got, except for the host, a mic.
I would just reckon if you're moving around there or whatever and for some reason the mic moves or...
Yes, if you lost that mic, it's over.
If you lost that mic, then you're done. Or if the mic moves out of place and the last thing you want to be doing is jiggling your head while trying to hold your bum in and all of that stuff. It sounds like chaos, but... the response seems to be... It's amazing online to Kate's performance. What was it like? Has everyone just gone crazy?
They have. Inside the arena, everyone was cheering and clapping. The press centre, people were... there was nearly a standing ovation. It was applause from start to finish. I haven't caught up yet with, the watch this morning's European sort of... take on things. I haven't got that far yet, but from what
you're
I saw
still
on
in
social,
bed, aren't you? That's what you're telling me.
I am still in bed. I am, and it's very comfortable. Socials were really, really good. It seems that Europe has sort of woken up to the fact that we might have a contender here.
Michael, it's been fantastic to... I got up early to watch this. It was really great. Look, a lot of the favourites are in the second semi-final, but Kate absolutely smashed it, and our chances have gone from in the low sort of tens to third position.
I feel like this is what football people feel like towards the grand final. I feel like finally I can understand sport.
Now, you were saying a little bit before about the crowd's reaction. Now, commentator Joel Creasy loves to go on about how the entire arena is going crazy for Australia all the time. Was it really true in there? Were they going more crazy?
Or is Joel a liar?
Were they going more crazy for Kate than they were everyone else?
Oh, look, we all love Joel, and sometimes he does stress the truth. In this situation, though, no, it was huge. I was actually in there for the jury final. So the night before, where half the votes are cast, Kate got the biggest reception when she got wheeled in. Out of all the 17, she got the biggest reception.
What do you
coming
mean, wheeled in
and going out?
On a pole.
Wheeled in. She's wheeled in. On yes. It's amazing.
I guess they can't really
it's
strap
great.
Her up on stage, hey, can they?
No, it's a bit hard to hoist her up there in that dress. It's funny, though, giving her the mic as a guy. His one job, his only job, is to carry a mic on the end of a long pole and raise it up to her. She takes it, and then he scurries off stage.
No, you wouldn't want to stuff that up if that's your one and only job, isn't it? Michael, what's going to happen if she wins?
That's it.
Because she'll have to perform again, and they're not going to have time to get her back up on that pole.
Oh, there's a valid point.
It's amazing what they'll do to stretch.
We'll just have an elevated section for the Australian team, and then we'll cross to Kate. Kate's at the top in the room.
Hanging out, watching the rest of the performances from her super bird's eye view.
I'm actually here for that. Michael, other than Kate, who do you reckon's in the top?
We've still got Duncan Lawrence, Amprau singer from the Netherlands. He's singing a dreary Dutch ballad, which seems to be the favourite at the moment still. Cute as a button, but the song, is that a factor that you find attractive? It's great. Oh, look, it helps. It helps. I don't give him 1 point for it, though.
Oh, well.
He's up there. Sergey is still one of the favourites from Russia, even though we haven't seen he's still yet to perform, so he's still up there. But, you know, there are some really good ones. You know, Iceland's BDSM.
Outfits look amazing. Terrible song. But want to see what happens with it live, because I love in the film clip that there is the dancer in the rubber with the harness doing a lot of contemporary dance moves. Mm. And I'm like, let's see if you can do that live and if that's really rubber and not just latex or some kind of lycra. Right. Because doing that kind of floor movement in rubber, I've done it. It's not easy.
And if it's not, throw them out. Throw them out.
Out the door.
Out of Eurovision, that's not real rubber.
Bonus points for real rubber.
Well, Michael, we're going to let you have a little bit more rest now. It sounds like you might need it to get into more of the Eurovision goodness.
Thank you. You can catch
Michael on the Breakfast and Drive shows all this week.
Pretty much any show, anytime
we've got a chance to talk about Eurovision, you'll have Michael Cole, quite frankly. And don't forget, I mean, there's some election going on this weekend, but there's also Joy's Eurovision, which is going to be amazing, plus Radiothon. We keep it going. Thanks, Michael. Go back to bed.
Thank you. Vote one me.
You know what? Why don't we just ease ourselves in with a little bit of Kate Miller-Hargy right now. This is the acoustic version of Zero Gravity. Ooh, you're on Joy 94.9 nice. With Robbie Dean, Brandon and Sarah.
Hey, you. It's me again. Hey, you. Gravity.
was Kate Miller-Heike's, the acoustic version of Kate Miller-Heike's Zero Gravity on Mad Wednesdays here on Zone
84.9. Wasn't it beautiful? Hey you, hey you. I mean, I haven't heard that before. Thank you, Dean.
You do it a little differently, but I'm now going to make an edit where it's just you going, hey you, hey you, hey you.
Gosh, you're mean to me. I never said I could sing.
And we've gotten some lovely messages in, one from Dean Fitzroy saying, this year is my first foray into Eurovision, but the only song I can get into is Zero Gravity.
No, this is a competition, Dean.
This is a comp order. That's right. We've got a comp. Oh,
this subtle. Is the competition. We are giving away a double pass to the movie Red Jones, starring Academy Award winner Dame Judi Dench. Now, you can win a ticket to attend a screening of your choice and win a copy of the original book. Pretty great, bro.
Yep, you've just got to tell us any one of these Eurovision. You only have to guess one. And guess what, D? You're in the draw because you got that one because that's in it. Here's the songs.
Ouch. Ha. Hey, you.
Gary, did you know any of those?
One.
Is it the Kate Miller-Heike one that everyone's going to get? We put that one on.
I didn't know that one. That was another one.
Good on you, D. You're in the draw. We were talking before with Michael and everyone in the room about what do we do with the mic? What if she loses the mic? Why isn't there a head mic? Lots of mic confusion. And we've gotten a message in from the lovely Trev, who used to be a part of the Mad Wednesday team and is currently working in the Harry Potter play, saying, I'll bet she's got a backup head mic hidden in her hair, but the handheld mic provides better gain before feedback. An old musical theatre trick. Trev, we love that you're listening.
Thanks, Trev, and that makes total work. Sense.
And that actually, I mean, look, a bit of technical conversations there.
I'll be less stressed watching the grand finale now.
Because Trev said, that's right. Well, if you've got any more ideas of where she keeps her mic, let us know. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.